A thing that looks like a police box standing in a junkyard. It can move anywhere.
Haven, concentrate on Sim. Give priority to the detectors and the navigation systems.
There is a corridor. And the corridor is time. It surrounds all things.
On display, I eventually had to go down to the cellar.
That's the display department.
With a torch.
The lights probably gone.
So had the stairs.
Yours is number 6.
I am not a number. I am a person.
Welcome to British Invaders, episode 512. This is the podcast all about British science fiction television, and this time we are talking about apparitions. This is Brian from Canada.
And this is Eamon from England. Hello. Yes, this is a 6-part series from the BBC in 2008. The 6 episodes are about an hour each, and this is an occult investigation show about a priest who happens also to be an exorcist.
That's right, and it's from the creator of Ultraviolet, the TV series that we covered back in British Invaders 78 and 79, and it stars Martin Shaw. We are in this world of spiritual mystery. A little bit reminiscent of Midwinter of the Spirit, which we covered a while ago as well.
Indeed. And I will just note up front that this is certainly a show aimed at adults. There's quite a lot of blood and gore, and there are some difficult subjects that come up, and we'll mention a few of them as we go along.
Yes, it does have some challenging things in it.
So, for the setup, Father Jacob Myers is a Catholic priest, and his official job for the Vatican seems to be as an investigator of possible miracles for the Vatican. But while he's examining these cases that may be classified as miracles and may result in people being canonized by the Catholic Church, his work also takes him into other areas as well, Brian.
Yes, he is carrying out exorcisms, and his work is bringing him more and more into contact with people who may be possessed. In particular, we have Vimal, a young man who is in training to be a priest, and also a homeless man called Michael.
Yes, both of those are going to play a big part, particularly in the early episodes and thereon, really.
That's right. So looking at the characters, Father Jacob Myers is played by Martin Shaw, a senior Catholic priest with lots of experience investigating miracles and also possession. He is generally a calm and reassuring voice for people experiencing a crisis.
And then we've mentioned Vimal, played by Alice Gabel, a young Catholic novice priest in training. He's preparing to take holy orders. He appears to have been cured of leprosy as a child. And Father Jacob is investigating this case to see if it is a miracle or if it can be classified as a miracle. We should say, obviously, some of the conflict is that Vimal himself is a troubled soul. He's clearly struggling with his faith. He's also struggling with sexuality. He's wrestling with a lot of stuff and turns to Father Jacob for guidance.
Yes, that's right. Michael, played by Rick Warden, is a homeless man who believes he is possessed by a demon called Astoreth. Much of Michael's past is a mystery even to him. He's struggling with having lost a lot of his memory.
And we'll find out a little bit more about some of the reasons why that might have happened as the show progresses.
Yes, he is something of a pivotal character.
Then we have Sister Ruth, played by the great Siobhan Finneran. She is a nun who joins Father Jacob's church in the second episode of the series, I think. She is assigned to be his secretary. We'll find out a little bit about why she may have been assigned again as the show goes on. She has her own strong views as a nun, particularly about his, Father Jacob's, more sort of what you might call marginal or borderline work as a Catholic priest. And that will bring them into conflict and put her, unfortunately, in danger as this show goes on.
Yes, there's a lot of tension and character conflict there, which is an interesting part of this show. Cardinal Bukovac, played by John Shrapnel, is Father Jacob's superior at the Vatican, and he is not comfortable with Jacob's exorcism work and wants him to concentrate on these miracle investigations. And we get a lot of conflict between them happening as well.
Indeed. And we'll also mention some other sort of guest stars. No surprises that the BBC can attract some great guest stars, and this show's no exception. I'll mention to look out for Sean Dooley, Cherry Lungi, Neil Pearson, and particularly of note, the great Vernon Dobchev, who I note has been in Doctor Who. He was in the War Games, but he's also been in Blake 7, The Avengers, Big Finish, and he's done James Bond. He was in The Spy Loved Me, and he was in Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade. He's almost getting the Julian Glover sort of triumvirate. He hasn't done a Star Wars, I don't think, Brian.
Yes, he is certainly up there. Tremendously long career. I believe he's retired, but still alive now. And I'll note, you mentioned his appearance in the War Games. He has the distinction that he was the first person on Doctor Who to say Time Lord. He was the first person to mention them.
Nice.
So going into things a little bit more, Jacob's investigation into Vimal's possible miracle is complicated by an ongoing spiritual battle between Vimal and Michael. And then there is a quite grisly, unpleasant murder that sort of ups the ante and increases the stakes for everyone involved. And in the aftermath of that, Michael starts to come to terms with this demonic figure who may have possessed him in the past.
Yes, and he's sort of recovering, and part of that recovery is he moves into a room in the sort of mission house attached to Father Jacob's church. He's got like a house or a set of offices attached to the church, and they have rooms for people who are obviously experiencing difficulties, and Michael moves in there. And then, as we've hinted at, the continuing mystery of Michael will return throughout the series, but we should point out that it sort of gives Father Jacob a case of the week. So he deals with a new case, or at least a new manifestation of what might be an ongoing battle. So there is sort of a slightly case of the week approach, I think, Brian.
There is some of that, but there are also ongoing aspects. You also have this idea with Michael continuing to hang around there of the idea that he's avoiding possession by being on hallowed ground, which is, I guess, maybe a horror movie trope, but it was interesting how it was used here.
Yeah. Now, I will mention again that this show does deal with some dark and troubling subject matter. In particular, there is reference to possible child abuse. There is references to suicide. And on a perhaps on a sort of slightly different category of content warning, episode 4 is mostly set in and around an abortion clinic and features the cases of two women who are both coming to the clinic for termination of pregnancy. And that may be a troubling episode for some people.
Yes, there are definitely some intense things in here with those types of things, for sure.
Yeah. So we should get to production notes.
Yes. So the idea for this series actually comes from Martin Shaw, who stars in the series. Shaw is well known on British television, particularly as Doyle in the 1970s action series, The Professionals, but he went on to roles in The Chief and Inspector George Gently and Judge John Deed. So a lot of well-known stuff from him, for sure.
Yeah, quite good at playing these sort of senior authority type figures in some of the later shows he did. One credit I found particularly interesting, Brian, was that in 1983 he played Sir Henry Baskerville opposite Ian Richardson, no less, as Sherlock Combs in a TV version of The Hand of the Baskervilles. Now, that sounds interesting to us. It was released on DVD, but of course that's now long deleted and extremely hard to get hold of. Although, interestingly, Ian Richardson played Sherlock Holmes in The Sign of the Four, and that is on Amazon Video, although it doesn't quite have the supernatural sort of themes of The Hand of the Baskervilles. But I know Ian Richardson, a great favourite of yours, Brian.
Yes, that would be interesting. I have not seen his Sherlock Holmes.
Who knows? We may get to that at some point. Now, Martin Shore is finishing the sixth series of the extremely successful Judge John Deed show. And during that, he met with BBC producers Matthew Reed and Anne Mensah to discuss possible future series for him, clearly bringing his considerable star power along now. And the idea for a show about an exorcist came from him himself, as we've said, Brian. Martin Shore's idea. He had found the subject itself fascinating and had always sort of wanted to play an exorcist. So interestingly, he first suggested it.
And the BBC then discussed the idea with the writer and showrunner Joe Ahern, who had written and directed the BBC drama This Life in 1997, and then created the vampire series Ultraviolet for Channel 4. That was from 1998, and we've covered that on British Invaders. Ahern also worked on the new Doctor Who in 2005, directed a number of episodes. And he created another supernatural investigation show, Strange, in 2002, which is not easily available, but that one's around as well. And the other thing that we've covered from Joe Ahern was Space Odyssey Voyage to the Planets in 2004. We covered that in British Invaders 131 and 132, and that one was a favorite of mine. I actually watched it again recently.
Oh, interesting. Now it's got the great David Suchet narration, hasn't it?
Yes, it does.
So, for this show Apparitions, Joe Ahern co-wrote the six episodes with Nick Collins. He also directed four of the episodes, with episodes 3 and 4 being directed by John Strickland instead. Now, I think this is supposed to be set in London. I'm not sure if that's confirmed in the show, but I've got the feeling it's supposed to be set in London, although it's actually mostly filmed in Liverpool, I gather, Brian, mostly on location there.
Yeah, it doesn't draw that much attention to where it's set, although there is sort of an urban feel to it. The music for the six episodes was composed by Hal Lynns from the band Dire Straits, of all things.
No less, blimey.
Yeah.
And we've got a title sequence, you know, supernatural show, we get a creepy title sequence showing a statue of the Virgin Mary, which slowly weeps blood as sort of sped up, I presume, London traffic whizzes behind it. And that title sequence was created by S.J. Cox.
Yeah, that was a pretty strange and creepy intro. Apparitions was broadcast on BBC One and also BBC HD weekly at 9 p.m. starting on November 13th of 2008.
And the initial viewing figures were good, with over 4 million people watching the first episode. But if you look at the viewing figures that are quoted on Wikipedia, you'll see that those figures dropped off fairly sharply and they didn't maintain that audience right the way through the series. And of course, that meant that we only have the one series. It wasn't renewed.
Yes, that is fairly common that something will drop off like that.
So, availability of this show. In Region 2, there is a BBC DVD release from 2009. It's £14. It includes interviews with the star, Martin Shore, with producer Caroline Levy, writer, creator, director, obviously Joe Ahern. There's a short behind-the-scenes featurette. Or you can get it on Amazon Video, where I've been watching it, where it's included with a Prime subscription. Or you can pay £6 to get all six episodes, which I note, strangely, only seem to be in SD, which is odd, considering this was shown on BBC's HD digital channel as well. But there you go. So easy to get hold of. It's also nicely available to rent from the DVD rental site here, cinemaparadiso.co.uk. So that's region two. Region one, Brian?
In region one, there was a DVD release that's now out of print and quite expensive. I saw it for $86 US and $39 Canadian. So a little pricey there. There is a listing for it on Amazon Prime that I saw, but it says that it's currently unavailable. So perhaps it will show up again at some point. The Region 2 imports are around on Amazon. I saw them for $9 US and for $81 Canadian.
Oof.
Yeah, this is one where you'll want to look around because a lot of things are available, but it's a little bit spotty availability. So you want to look at the options.
Okay. So that will do us for our first episode. Please come back and join us next time. We'll get a little bit more into some of the cases that Father Jacob investigates. And of course, that will bring us closer to spoiler territory. I don't think we're going to be doing major spoilers, but it will sort of hint at some of the cases in this show.
Yes, and we will probably talk about other occult investigation shows as well. It's something that comes up a fair bit.
And we will review, give you our own thoughts on the goods and bads of this series, and make a decision as to whether we're going to recommend it to you, whether you should track down one of these DVDs or streaming options.
Absolutely. Until then, you can find all of our episodes at BritishInvaders.com. And if you search for British Invaders on Facebook, you can find our group there and join in on some of the conversations. You can also follow us on Threads and on Instagram. We are at British_Invaders_podcast on both of those platforms.
Yes, please find and follow us on social media and say hello. And please come and find us as part of the Voice of Geeks Network at vognetwork.com, where you'll find other podcasts, you'll find Twitch streaming, gaming content, and all sorts of geek-related stuff at vognetwork.com.
Yes, indeed. So thank you for listening, and this is Brian from Canada signing off.
Yes, thank you very much. Until next time, Eamon in England also signing off.